Wow, take a look at this cannon. Have you ever seen a cannon before? Well, this is a cannon, and it's getting ready to shoot one of these ships. It's getting ready to shoot a cannonball from there over here into the St. Lawrence River and sink that ship. I think it's aiming for that ship there. Hey, maybe I should learn how to fire a cannon, sink one of these ships in the harbor.
I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada.
So this is the St. Lawrence River here, and this area where I am right now is a very famous spot in Canadian history. There was a battle that was fought here. It's called the Battle of the Plains of Abraham. The Battle of the Plains of Abraham. Quebec City is French, you know that, right? So this area was first settled in the 1500s. Okay, so this is a very old place, the 1500s, one of the oldest cities in North America. So this was all French, and then in the 1700s, the British attacked this place, and they won. The troops, the soldiers, came up here from the river, came up the hill at night. Okay, they came here at night, and then they went up here, and then they shot the French people and killed them. So yeah, then the British took over this place. I don't know the whole history, but yeah, it's sort of, I think this was why one of the big battles in Canadian history, how the British took control of Canada. Look at this view. It's a really nice view from this place here. You can see over the whole valley, the St. Lawrence River Valley. Look at those nice boats. In the harbor, I can see some sailboats. And yeah, it's just really nice here. Ah, welcome to the St. Lawrence River here in Quebec. Take a look at this. I wanted to take you here and show you this before the sun sets. You can see the sun is setting over there. Look at this nice river. This is such a great river. This is the first time I've ever seen this river. And it's a big river. You know, this river connects the Great Lakes and the Atlantic Ocean. So yeah, it's a big river, as you can see. It's kind of cool. I can see a ship over there. I don't know how far in the boats go, if the boats actually can go from the ocean into the Great Lakes. I'm not sure. Something is stinging my eye. I don't know if there's some chemicals in the air or something. My eyes are watering. I'm not crying, I promise. Okay, I'll be honest. It's just a sad river. It's making me cry, this river. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you a little bit more about Quebec. I wanted to talk a bit about it because you probably know it's a bit of a different place here in Canada, right? I don't know if it's smoke in the air or what. I should have brought my sunglasses so you can't see me cry. But anyway, yeah, so you probably know that Quebec is a unique place, right? It's a bit different. You probably know that it's the French part of Canada, right? So the people here, you know, all the people you can see here in this nice park, they speak French. They don't speak, I mean, some of them probably speak English too, but it's their second language, not their first language. Okay, so, you know, it's a bit strange for me to be here in a part of Canada where there are no English signs, right? All the signs here are in French, right? Like, look at this sign here, right? It says, Baignade Interdite. Baignade Interdite. Look at that. I don't know what Baignade Interdite means. But whatever it means, you're not allowed to do it. Look. See, there's a circle with a red slash through it. I know what that means. That means you're not allowed to do something. So you're not allowed to Baignade Interdite here. No Baignading Interdite. If you feel like you're in the mood for some Baignade Interditing, Well, you're not allowed to do it. I mean, maybe you can go somewhere else and beg nade interdite, but not here, not by the St. Lawrence River, okay? So, yeah, I mean, when I was driving, you know, through Quebec today, I saw a lot of stop signs, right? The stop signs here don't say stop. They say arrête. Arrête. I don't even know what that means. You know, it might mean go. Right? I mean, maybe they don't have stop signs here. Maybe they have go signs. And maybe next time I come to one of those red signs, I should just step on the gas and blow right past the sign. See what happens. But yeah, I mean, you know, everything is in French here. If you buy something in a store, the receipt, you know, everything is in French. So yeah, so that's one thing that's different. That's the most noticeable thing that's different. But you know, Quebec also has sort of a different culture. It's a different people, right? You know, our last Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, he famously said that Quebec is a nation within a nation. A nation within a nation. So, you know, Canada's a country, but Quebec is sort of like a nation within Canada. You know, Quebec is a province, right? But it's different from the other provinces. It has more things that are, like, unique. Like, it's sort of got a separate tax system. I don't understand the tax system here, but it's got a sort of its own tax system, its own language, its own culture. And, you know, you might not know this, but Quebec had a referendum in 1995, okay? In 1995, Quebecers voted to... They had a choice. Do we want to stay in Canada or do we want to leave Canada? Okay, a lot of people wanted to leave Canada and make their own country. And so they had a referendum in 1995. And what do you think the result of that was? What do you think? Hey, there's the sign again. Beg nade interdite. No beg nade interdicting. So what do you think the result of that referendum was? Take a guess. Well, I'm going to tell you, okay? 49.5% of the people here in Quebec voted to leave Canada. 50.5% voted to stay in Canada. Can you believe it? So Quebec came this close to leaving Canada and becoming its own country. 49.5%. That is really, really close. Can you believe that? 49.5. That's just, that's so close. That means, you know, when I see the people here on the beach, if they're older than me, if they're about 40 years old, that means half of them probably voted to leave Canada. Right? So I'm just looking. I'm looking at these people here, right? A lot of these people are older than me. A lot of them would be in their 40s or 50s, and half of them voted to leave Canada. Wow, isn't that interesting? So yeah, that's a very interesting thing. You know, Quebec almost left Canada. A lot of people, even to this day, you know, they want to leave. They want to be their own country. They don't want to be part of Canada. I remember one time I was traveling through Germany, and I was staying in a youth hostel, and I met a girl from Quebec who... I don't know how we got talking about politics, but she said that she wanted to leave Canada. She wanted Quebec to be its own country. And I said, you need us. You need us. And she said, no, we don't. We don't need you. We want to be independent. We don't need you guys. So I thought that was kind of funny, you know. I met a person there in Germany who actually really, really wanted to leave Canada. And that's true, there are a lot of people who want to do that. And, you know, they have good reason, right? They have their own language, their own culture, you know, their own laws to some extent. I don't understand all the legal stuff. But yeah, you know,
they want to have their own country, and fair enough. Like, you know, the people in Western Canada, I've talked to people in Western Canada, right? I'm from Alberta, and most of the people I have talked to, I think all the people in Western Canada that I've talked to about that issue, they all say that if Quebec wants to leave, if they want to separate, they can do it. They can just separate from Canada. You know, it's not a big deal. They say, well, if they want to go, that's fine. They can go, they can leave. And I think that's the attitude of most of the people in Western Canada. Like, they're not going to lose any sleep over it, right? That's my attitude. Like, you know, if they decide to leave in the future, like, that's you know, it's not a huge deal for me. I would say, okay, that's fine, you know. It wouldn't really affect my life. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. So, yeah, I mean, no, I don't know all the details, all the different things that would change, but the biggest factor that would be, the biggest complication that would be, is that Quebec separates the maritime provinces from the rest of Canada. And that's a big problem. I think in my mind, that's the biggest problem. That's why it would be really hard to do. You know, the maritime provinces, we're going over there. New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island. Right, those are called the maritime provinces. And they wouldn't be connected to the rest of Canada if Quebec separated. So I don't know what would happen, you know, if Quebec actually separated. You know, maybe they could make an agreement where a very thin strip of land, Quebec could give up a thin strip of land to build a road from the maritime provinces over to the rest of Canada, like to Ontario there. But, you know, I don't think they would be willing to do that. So the only way to get from, like, a place like Halifax over to Toronto would be to fly, you know, or drive through a different country. Can you imagine that? Canada sort of split into two different parts? That would be sort of weird. So in my mind, that's the biggest problem with the separation idea. But I don't know. I don't know what they would do about that. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that's how close they came, 49.5%. And like I said, even to this day, a lot of people here in Quebec, they want their own country. So yeah, it's a bit interesting, right? It's a bit strange that that is the case. But it's not just in Canada. You know, other countries around the world have the same thing. You know, like in Spain, you know, Catalonia. And actually, when I was traveling through India, I met a girl from, I can't remember if it was Catalonia or from, what's it called, Basque country? I don't know how to pronounce that. I think it's like in northern Spain, right? There's a place called Basque country, I think. And I think she was from there. And she told me, she said, yeah, we don't want to be part of Spain. She said, we have our own language, our own culture, our own people. Just, we want to be our own country. We want to separate from Spain. And yeah, you know, fair enough. If people want to leave, if people have a certain idea of who they want to be, have their own country, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. I know there's no easy answers. There really are no easy answers in a situation like that. But from my perspective, you know, if someone wants to leave, like, go for it. You can't hold somebody forever. It's like trying to prevent your spouse, your partner from leaving you. You know, if someone wants to leave, you can't do anything about that. So if a whole group of people really want to leave, eventually it's just going to happen, whether you like it or not. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you can try to force people to stay. But yeah, in the case of, like, Catalonia or those places in Spain and other parts of the world too, you know, I know in India, for example, the state of Punjab, you know, there have been a lot of efforts made by Punjabi people in the past to make their own country called Khalistan. So, yeah, I mean, there's that situation too. And then in China, you have Tibet, you know. But But anyway, yeah, that's sort of the situation here in Quebec, the nation of Quebec. It's sort of its own thing. So it's interesting for me, you know, being in a place like this, because people who talk to me in the stores, or even somebody up there asked, I was eating a watermelon, and somebody asked me, oh, how was your watermelon? They asked in French. And I said, sorry, I don't speak French. And she spoke English, actually, pretty well. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people here are bilingual. They can speak English and French. But yeah, that's the situation. You know, people assume I'm French. Yeah, I guess I'm rambling. Just walking down this beach, just talking too much. But look at this nice water here. Isn't that amazing? Wow. The St. Lawrence River here. And it's, oh, you can see that ship there, that barge, that tanker, oil tanker. I don't know what that is, maybe an oil tanker. But yeah, it's actually really nice here. It's pretty humid. It's in the evening. The sun sets a bit earlier here because I think we're a lot further south than Calgary. If you look on a map, you know, part of Ontario and Quebec, it goes pretty far south. So we're further south. The sun is setting. It's only about 8 o'clock, I think, and it's almost getting dark. But yeah, the air is a lot more humid here. It's really warm. In Calgary, it's just so dry in there. But yeah, here it's really nice. I love humid climates. Like, that's why I love Thailand so much, right? It's warm, it's humid. It just feels better to breathe in a place like this. But anyway, I guess I've been walking up and down this beach for a while. These people are probably wondering, who's that crazy guy wearing a Canada shirt walking up and down our beach? Get back over to Western Canada, you Albertan. Check this out, isn't this cool? A little bridge here going across these walls here. I think these are the walls of the old city here. Isn't that cool? Wow, so I think this area is the citadel. The citadel is like the middle of the old city. You know, a lot of old cities have citadels with like walls around them and maybe a few nice buildings. You can see some nice buildings. I'm gonna go take you over there. Well, this is definitely the oldest part of Canada I've ever been to. I mean, take a look at these buildings. You know, it feels like Europe to me. You know, I've been to Europe a lot. It feels like it could be France. I've been to France and, you know, sort of looks like, you know, with these buildings. Hey, that blue flag, the blue and white flag is the Quebec flag. Look at these nice things here. Isn't that cool? A nice restaurant. Café de Paris. Hey, look at that. Café of Paris, the Paris Café. Isn't that cool? It feels sort of like we're in Paris. Little Paris here in Quebec City. Yeah, this is... you know, it definitely doesn't really feel like Canada to me. It feels more like Europe. Wow, take a look at that cool building. Isn't the architecture here so cool? Much more interesting than in Western Canada. You know, everything is a little bit more fine. You know, people here, you know, even the people's style, I can tell the local people here are more fashionable than over in Western Canada. You know, people like me in Western Canada, we were not very fashionable people. But yeah, you can tell the Europeans had a lot more influence over this place. You know, people in Europe are really fashionable, right? If you go to France or Germany, you know, very often you see like a man wearing like a nice pair of red pants, you know, or yellow, whatever, maybe red shoes, blue pants. Or maybe I should get some red pants. What do you think about that? Do you think I could pull off a pair of red pants? Look at this nice area. Wow. This is so nice. It's a nice statue here. Some cafes here. Nice flowers, grass, trees, old buildings. Wow. This is really cool. I think this is one of the coolest places I've ever been to in Canada. It's definitely the oldest place, and it's just sort of like that, it's just a nice sort of a festive atmosphere here. Look at that. Wow, that is so cool. How would you like to stay in that hotel overlooking the
river here. Wow, this place is awesome. See this nice wooden, it's like a really large deck. I don't know what to call this area, but yeah, just overlooking the St. Lawrence River here. Man, that is really nice. I don't know if that's a church over there. Just got myself a sparkling water. Now I'm walking back to my car and we're gonna drive over to New Brunswick. New Brunswick, you excited? Well, thank you so much for joining me in the nation of Quebec today. Hope you learned some things and enjoyed the nice views. Look at that, just nice buildings. Wow, all right. See you over in New Brunswick.